Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile, WMFO Medford. Oh, I have been racing up the hill to get here, carrying way too many things and wearing too many clothes, and I'm a little bit out of breath, so bear with me for just a moment. Just trying to get things back to where they belong. They are supposed to leave this in the right place, but they usually don't, so I have to switch things around. Let's see if that's going to work. Okay, here we go. That's back to where it should be. Well, I have a very special guest joining me at around 3:30. Idan Rachel is going to be performing this Saturday evening at the Berklee Performance Center, and he's supporting his new CD, At the Edge of the Beginning. This is a solo piano, and we'll be having a conversation with him about this wonderful, intimate piano and vocal work that he has put together. It's absolutely beautiful. I know I've played several things from the CD already, and we'll be playing more. So hopefully that'll go smoothly, and stay tuned for that. I'm going to start us off with some new music from Chad Lefkowitz Brown. If I can get it out of the container. Sometimes they fall out and sometimes you can't get them out. So just trying to think. I'm just going to quick look through the Tufts Daily and see if there's anything going on that you'd like to know about. Oh, Brown and Brew's going to close. That's a big deal after 20 years of operation. Closing in August. Oh, dear. After more than 20 years, according to Director of Dining and Business Services, Patty Close. Decision to close Brown & Brew was made when it became apparent that a new cafe will be included in the science and engineering complex. It made sense to locate a cafeteria inside the new building. So once that decision was made, does it make sense to keep the Brown & Brew operating across the street? Not really. So the new location in the SEC will be called the Kindle Van Cafe. We'll serve a variety of items, including hot food for lunch, salads, and coffees. We will still feature espresso-based drinks and tea. We'll have the grab-and-go, the sushi, and the salads, and the sandwiches. But we will also have the ability to have some hot food, breakfast sandwiches, possibly other breakfast items. Klaus said that the cafe will also have a limited selection of freshly made juices and smoothies. Very nice. According to Klaus, meal swipes will not be accepted initially at the new cafe because it will be unable to support the high volume of customers that a meal swipe location usually attracts. We just don't think that we will have the capacity. And it'll be connected to the SEC's large atrium. Customers at the cafe will be able to eat anywhere in the atrium or at a bar that will be connected to the cafe. It sounds wonderful. No positions will be eliminated when Brown & Brew closes. It continues. I should say that this is an article written by staff writer David Nickerson. And, okay, so future plans for the repurposing of the Brown & Brew space are not yet finalized, although discussions are ongoing, according to Vice President of Operations Linda Snyder. Dean of the School of Arts and Sciences James Glazer said that he has not participated in any official conversations relating to the future use of the Brown & Brew space specifically, but he said conversations will likely occur soon. Okay, so they're talking about a viability of a pub, and but we don't know if that's actually going to occur. Well, that's very interesting. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. Elections are today, Wednesday the 26th, today. You can log on to SIS, click on Student Living, and then Web Center, number 3, Elections Online, and vote. So if you want to be involved in determining things, you need to get out there and vote. Let's see. So what else is in here that you might be wanting to know about? Annual Spring Fling. Okay, when is that? Join us for a free annual spring fling. Okay. Oh, on the 29th. So that's coming up from 11 to 1 p.m. at Fletcher Field. So that's something that'd be fun. That's probably about it. So, all right, let's, it says no disc. Spit my disc out. How nasty. Okay, maybe it likes it better now. Okay, this is good. This is the very first selection on this. This is the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
cave. Oculus advised glasses for my eyes. Without them, I can't even see your face. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. But I can't see, so how can I tell? All of my skirts are unsightly. All of my shoes are a crime. If, dear, in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. Bum boo ba da diddle say bliab ba do ba da ba ba boo ba say boo boo ba ya boo dee ba do ba da ba say do bum boo ba di da di do diddle say bliab bum boo ba da da ba ba ya sa ba 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 do di ba 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 do do ba ba do ba do spe boo be ba ba do.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Satoko Fuji, I think it's how you say it. It's from her CD called Invisible Hand, and the song is I Know You Don't Know. Let's see. I think I have, I had something on that, but maybe I don't have it right in front of me. Probably not. Ah, but I can tell you that before that, we heard Patrice Williamson and John Wheatley. It's a CD called Comes Love, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass on River Lily Records. And it's a Henry Sullivan, Harry Ruskin composition. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. And do have something about that. This is the CD release concert was yesterday at the Regatta Bar, which I wasn't able to go to. Marks the 100th anniversary of an event that would have had a profound impact on jazz and American song, the birth of Ella Fitzgerald. So we'll be playing more from this. It's quite beautiful. And then we opened up with Chad Lefkowitz Brown with special guest Randy Brecker. And that is going to be coming out May 12th, so you're hearing it first here. Claimed as one of his generation's leading sax voices, Lefkowitz Brown has worked with Taylor Swift and Dave Brubeck, taking lessons from both extremes. So I've enjoyed all of these. Now I'm hoping to hear from Idan Rachel momentarily. I'm just going to share a little bit. He's doing the second part, the second leg of his highly successful solo piano songs tour. And I've played a lot of his music with various configurations of musicians, but this is very different. This is just him and a solo, you know, with a piano. He's going to be performing in the Berklee Performance Center on the 29th, which is Saturday night. In Boston, and then he's going to be in Brooklyn, New York at the CBE, and then he's going to Cleveland, Ohio, after that to San Francisco at the Regency Ballroom, and Palo Alto, California, the Oshman Family JCC, and the Luckman Fine Arts Complex at Los Angeles, and Ravina Festival at Highland Park, Illinois. So let's see, he is a producer, keyboardist, lyricist, composer, and performer. He's a global music icon who has brought his inspiring example and soul-stirring music to some of the planet's biggest stages. As the leader of the Idan Rachel Project, Idan acts as a musical ambassador, representing a hopeful world in which artistic collaboration breaks down barriers between people of different backgrounds and beliefs. Over the past 13 years, Idan has collaborated with American pop stars India Ari, David Matthews, Alicia Keys, and Ana Moura from Portugal, Francis Patrick Bruel, Italy's Ornella Vanoni. I think that's how you say that. Germany's Andreas Scholl and Mali's Vieux Farka Touré. I did see that show, actually. Idan Rachel Project, spectacular live show. Unbelievable. I've seen it several times. Headline some of the most prestigious venues, including New York Central Park, Summer Stage, Apollo Theater, Town Hall, Radio City Music Hall, Los Angeles Kodak Theater, Sydney Opera House, Zenith in Paris, London's Royal Albert Hall, and many international festivals. Fantastic. So I'm hoping we're going to hear from him. I think what I might just do, it's now just exactly 3:30. So, I could just put something on of his. I think that's what I'll do. This is from his wonderful CD on Kumbacha, At the Edge of the Beginning. And let's go to this. Thank you.
בנסתרים מעגלים 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 איך שאנחנו נשארים בסיבובים של החיים נאחזים באנשים מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים מתעוררים ליום חדש חוזרים לשוב מנסים אולי הלילה נשאר אם שוב תבואי לבקר העדינות שלנו יחד יש בה משהו מסנבר להיזרק אל תוך הלילה להשתקר מאור אחר להתנפץ אל החיים להאמין לא לוותר מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים בסיבובים של החיים נאחזים באנשים מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים
Absolutely beautiful. I'm going to give you the translation. At the place where the day ends, at the time the heart begins, night returns and takes over and circles close. There is an imaginary movement and trains cross mountains back to the point where circles close. Circles, circles, the way we stay in the circles of life, clinging to people. Circles, circles, the way we stay, walking to a new day, coming back and trying again. Maybe tonight we will stay, if you will again come and visit. Our gentleness together has something that dazzles. To be thrown into the night, to get drunk from another light, to crash into life, to believe, not to give up. So beautiful. Well, I'm not sure what's happening. He may not be able to call at this point, but we'll just carry on. Let's see. Celebrity Series has put out their brochures, and they have all kinds of wonderful things coming. So, from Argentina. Now, that's already happened. I have to get to where we're coming up. Let's see. This is the earlier schedule that came out. So, I have to go to where, okay, April, we're getting there. That's already taken place. Oh, most of this, I guess this is the one that came out. Here we go. Alvin Alley, the American Dance Theater is going to be, it's 27th to the 30th, so I'm going to the last performance, actually. I'm very excited about that. On March 30th in 1958, Alvin Alley led a group of young African-American modern dancers in a now-fabled performance at the 92nd Street Y in New York City that forever changed the perception of American dance. And in 1968, Celebrity Series of Boston first presented the Alley Company in what has become an annual tradition and celebration. Yes, He says, be prepared for two things, a continued devotion to tradition, but also big refreshing surprises. That was a quote from the Chicago Tribune. Let's see what else is coming up. An intimate evening with Kristen Chenoweth. That's Sunday, April 30th at Symphony Hall. Yo-Yo Ma, oh, that's already sold out, so there's no point telling you about that. That already happened. All right, let's go here and see. The LA Dance Project is coming in May. And Aziza, Dave Holland, Chris Potter, Lionel Luke, and Eric Harlan. Saturday, May 6th at the Sanders Theater. That should be fabulous. What else? Anyway, that's all stuff at the Celebrity Series of Boston. And celebrityseries.org to access more details. Okay, well, I'm sorry we didn't get a call yet from Idan, but let's see. What else did I want to share with you? Okay. Well, this is an article. We'll see if we get through this. This is an article by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks of England. The mutation of anti-Semitism. In recent months and years, we have seen the return and rise of anti-Semitism across Europe and around the world. But how has anti-Semitism mutated over time? And why does its return today present a danger not just for Jews, but for all who care about our common humanity? He's got a video on his site, which obviously we don't have the video, but we do have the transcript. Within living memory of the Holocaust, after which the world said it would never happen again, anti-Semitism has returned. But what is anti-Semitism, and why should its return be cause for grave concern, not only for Jews, but for all of us? Historically, anti-Semitism has been hard to define because it expresses itself in such contradictory ways. Before the Holocaust, Jews were hated because they were poor and because they were rich, because they were communists and because they were capitalists, because they kept to themselves and because they infiltrated everywhere, because they clung to ancient religious beliefs and because they were rootless cosmopolitans who believed in nothing. So, what is anti-Semitism? Let's be clear. Not liking people because they're different isn't anti-Semitism. It's xenophobia. Criticizing Israel isn't anti-Semitism. It's part of the democratic process, and Israel is a democracy. Anti-Semitism is something much more dangerous. It means persecuting Jews and denying them the right to exist collectively as Jews with the same rights as everyone else. It's a prejudice that, like a virus, has survived over time by mutating. So in the Middle Ages, Jews were persecuted because of their religion. In the 19th and 20th centuries, they were reviled because of their race. Today, Jews are attacked because of the existence of their nation state, Israel. Denying Israel's right to exist is the new anti-Semitism. And just as anti-Semitism has mutated, so has its legitimization. Each time, as the persecution descended into barbarity, the persecutors reached for the highest form of justification available. In the Middle Ages, it was religion. In post-Enlightenment Europe, it was science, the so-called scientific study of race. Today, it is human rights. Whenever you hear human rights invoked to deny Israel's right to exist, you are hearing the new anti-Semitism. So why has it returned? There are many reasons, but one root cause is the cognitive failure called scapegoating. When bad things happen to a group, its members can ask one of two questions. What did we do wrong? Or who did this to us? The entire fate of the group will depend on which it chooses. If it asks, what did we do wrong, it has begun the process of healing the harm. If instead it asks, who did this to us, it has defined itself as the victim. It will then seek a scapegoat to blame for all its problems. Classically, this has been the Jews, because for 1,000 years, they were the most conspicuous non-Christian minority in Europe. And today, because Israel is the most conspicuous non-Muslim country in the Middle East, the argument is always the same. We are innocent, therefore, they must be guilty. Therefore, if we are to be free, they, the Jews, or the state of Israel, must be destroyed. That is how the great evils begin. Why then should we all care about this? After all, if we're not Jewish, what has it got to do with us? The answer is that anti-Semitism is about the inability of a group to make space for difference. And because we are all different, the hate that begins with Jews never ends with Jews. It wasn't Jews alone who suffered under Hitler. It wasn't Jews alone who suffered under Stalin. It isn't Jews alone who suffer under the radical Islamists and others who deny Israel's right to exist. Anti-Semitism is the world's most reliable early warning sign of a major threat to freedom, humanity, and the dignity of difference. It matters to all of us, which is why we must fight it together. Beautifully written by Jonathan Sacks. So I'm going to play some more from this wonderful CD, and I hope we hear from you, Don, but his schedule may have gotten mixed up. Who knows? So let's do... let's do the very first cut on this. Okay, so I just emailed to Joe's promotion manager and Joe, and hopefully we'll hear what's going on, but I'm going to play another selection from At the Edge of the Beginning by Dan Rachel, and hopefully he'll call in soon, or if not, we'll just enjoy hearing this next selection here on the Voicemobile at WMFO.
המוכר והידוע, המובן מאליו, מקופל בחדרים שלי בלב, מסרב להיכנע לכאב, משבוע לשבוע, ציפייה לדבר האמיתי, שיפתח את הדלתות הנעולות, ייכנס ויעטוף אותי חזק, או היד החמה, או היחד בדממה, כבר שנים שלא עבר כאן מישהו בסביבה, לצבוע קירות ישנים, או היד החמה, או מגע נחמה, כבר מזמן שלא שמעתי נקישה רכה בדלת, אורח מרחוק או מקרוב, לשחרר ולאכול שוב מחדש, אנשים כמוני שהפכו קשים, מאשימים את העולם בבדידותם, אין מקום אחר לברוח, בעמידה מהצד, התבוננות אל הפרטים הכי קטנים, אין סיבות טובות להתעורר עכשיו, או היה או היחד בדממה, כבר שנים שלא עבר כאן מישהו בסביבה, לצבוע קירות ישנים, או היד החמה, או מגע נחמה, כבר מזמן שלא שמעתי נקישה רכה בדלת, אורח מרחוק או מקרוב, שוממה אין כהן ואין אבי, יש אהבה אחת גדולה שהיא כולה שלנו, להבין את האותות, לחפש את הדרכים, להמשיך ולנתב בין שאלות קשות בלי חוקים ברורים, כולם יוצאים, כולם חוזרים, בישימון כולם טועים, אל המדבר, אל האהבה, זו שהיא שלנו. כולם יוצאים, כולם חוזרים, בישימון כולם טועים, אל המדבר, אל האהבה, זו שהיא שלנו. להבין את האותות, לחפש את הדרכים, להמשיך ולנתב בין שאלות קשות בלי חוקים ברורים, כולם יוצאים, כולם חוזרים, בישימון כולם טועים, אל המדבר, אל האהבה, זו שהיא שלנו. כולם יוצאים, כולם חוזרים, בישימון כולם טועים, אל המדבר, אל האהבה, זו שהיא שלנו. אל המדבר, אל האהבה, זו שהיא שלנו. יש אהבה אחת גדולה שהיא כולה שלנו.
Okay, so here's what's happening. you've just been listening to some of the selections off of the edge of At the Edge of the Beginning by Dan Rachel, who's having a special show at the Berklee Performance Center this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And we listened to Ba Yeshimon in the Wilderness. That was the last one you heard, and Hayad HaChama, the Warm Hand. And Lechakot, to wait. He had an emergency. I just was on the phone with his promotion team, and he may yet be able to call in. We'll see how that goes. But if you can make it to that Berklee show, I'm going to be there, and I'm sure it will be quite wonderful. Let me look at, I have a printout of all, I wish my Hebrew was good enough to be able to know exactly what everything he's saying, but I'm learning. So let's see. We listened to Lechat Ket, doesn't have any words. That was just piano. And The Warm Hand, I think I already translated that. And then after that, let's see, three. Okay. And of course, I forgot my glasses. Hopefully, they're in the car. I will need those. So in the wilderness, deserted land, no priest and no prophet. There is one great love, which is all ours, to understand the signs, to search for the ways, to continue navigating between difficult questions without clear rules. Everyone goes out, everyone comes back. In the wilderness, everyone strays into the desert to this love, which is ours. It's so beautiful. And then, let's see, I think that's the last one that we did. I think I'll play one more, and then we'll do some other things. Let's see which one I want to play. Well, let's do Looking at the Moon. That's kind of fun. All right, here we go. Idan Rachel.
מגע יד בטוחה, מביטים בירח, את אומרת תסתכל, לא בשבילנו זורח, וישב הפשוטה, מביטים בה כמו מראה, אחת ללכת לצידה, לא מבקשת שתמות למענה. את הילדה אלוהים שמור עליה שרק תהיה בריאה שתקום כשידבר אליה איש עייף שאין דבר כבר שהיה מת למענו כמו לפני הרבה שנים כשעוד חשב שהירח בשבילו וישב הפשוטה מביטים בה כמו מראה אחת ללכת לצידה לא מבקשת שתמות למענה וישב הפשוטה אחת ללכת לצידה לא מבקשת שתמות למענה רק לחיות מיום ליום אהבה פשוטה, מביטים בה כמו מראה, אחת ללכת לצידה ורק לחיות מיום ליום.
Sure, it's nice to be here.